Welcome, welcome, welcome back to One Bullet Pod. This is episode 14. We're still looking for an intro here, but the One Bullet Pod family grows one stronger. Bonzer Gorgon Jr. Is his middle name Emrags, by the way?
I talked to the wife. She doesn't love Emrags, and neither do I.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the name or like as a person?
Both.
Okay.
As a name, as a person, Emrags is definitely not the middle name of my son.
And I can be the godfather, or I have to save up 500,000 channel points.
Yeah, you have to save up channel points. And I'm sick and tired of people here like saying, "Oh, you don't do sub day, you don't give back." It's like, well, you have a chance to like literally be the godfather or godmother of my child. Just come in my chat and earn your points the hard way.
You don't stream enough for someone to earn 500,000 points. That's the best part.
It's not my problem.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's well done on your part. I might just save up fully until you retire. What's that at? 1 million?
I think it's like 1 billion.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, we're talking about channel points on Twitch. Basically, if you watch certain streamers, you get points simply for just sitting in their chat. So if someone in here gets enough points of 500,000 by the time Bonzer's son is born, okay, they will be the godfather or godmother of that child. And with that being said too, Bonzer is not doing predictions. So that's a way to like game the system, is do predictions, swing channel points, and just none of that, right?
Nope. Old fashioned way. Just time spent in my chat. Wow. I think you get more for subs, no?
Yeah, you get like, it's like a 1.2 times multiple or something like that. Yeah. If you tier three sub, you get like a 2 times multiple.
Start tier three subbing. I wouldn't hate that.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, I know you wouldn't hate that. And now you're talking about the subbing, like people would literally be feeding your family. Like you legitimately have a family.
My goal would be like 3 or 4 people get like within 1,000 points. And then I just cancel channel points.
I know that's going to happen too.
I'll just cancel it. I don't give a fuck.
Wow. But anyway, want to wish Mr. and Mrs. Bonzer Gorgon a big congratulations there. Very exciting news. And Blue came out. I know you're hype about that. That's a W all around.
That was a... So I tweeted this out, but I'm undefeated in gender reveals. And somebody was like, so if it was a female, if it was pink, you would have lost. And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, that's a loss. You know, I didn't want a girl. I just didn't want to change how I act. You know, like I feel like with a boy, you can kind of, you know what I mean? You can shoot the shit with the kid.
Yeah, but also like, you know how to handle a boy, especially him like growing up and everything like that. So
I have three younger brothers. Like I've 3 younger brothers. So there's 4 boys in my family.
Yeah.
So me and my dad are 5 for 5 in creating boys.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So like, I don't want to ruin the streak. And he called me that night. He's like, I'm so proud of you, son. I took his, took his advice on some conception strategy. So we'll go over that.
Really? That's very interesting.
I think I get the formula down. I think we'll clip that out. I think we got it down pat though.
The Gorgon what?
The Gorgon way, yeah.
Wow, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
So pressure's on Blanky to keep the streak alive, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Blanky. We'll see. But congrats to Bonzer Gorgon Jr. Very exciting stuff. And also, this actually feels like more than a week ago. We launched on YouTube. So it's actually, well, now we're recording this, right? This is Tuesday morning. But when the pod drops, we launched the YouTube a week ago. Doesn't it feel a little bit longer than that, right? I don't know. This weekend felt like a long time.
Maybe because we uploaded twice in 1 week instead of the one per week. Yeah, that's definitely fair. It definitely feels like we've been a part of YouTube for less time.
Yeah. Yeah, which is interesting. So guys,
I think it's a good way to, for me, like when I watch a podcast, I like to like watch along and listen. I think it's a good way to have that balance. You can see our pretty faces. You can see our guests.
Yeah.
So
I like that. Yeah, it's definitely going to be great for guests just to see the guests interacting us on the Zoom call, which is funny. So if you guys want to see the video podcast, the link will be in the description below. Or if you just go on YouTube and Google search and search One Bullet Pod, it should pop up right then and there. We will be uploading older episodes as well. We're going to be starting with our guest, feature them up there. And then we're also going to get some of like the best moments and highlights to throw on there on YouTube as well. So if you want the video podcast, guys, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube at youtube.com/onebulletpod. Now getting into the gaming space, is the tutor back? A little Fortnite? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I watched a little bit of it. I'm not convinced. So for anyone who doesn't know, Fortnite had their season, was it season 6 update?
Yeah, you're asking wrong. I think so.
I'm pretty sure it was season 6.
Yeah, it is season 6.
I don't know how they track it. There's like different chapters. It's like reading a Harry Potter novel.
Like, well, it's like what Warzone's doing now. Like, we're on season 2, but we're on Cold War season 2. Like, I think if anything, Fortnite did it slightly better, but not good. Like, they did it better than Warzone, which is not saying anything. But
so eventually, like, is there going to be a book on Fortnite after everything's said and done? Like, you're going to read the history of Fortnite in like 10 years?
Would you read that?
I'll read it to my son, yeah, before bed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll be like, hey, this is where, you know, daddy made a lot of money. This is, you know, daddy's putting you through college with this Fortnite money. I actually have a Bonzer Jr. Epic account.
Really?
Yeah. So I made this when I played, I played like mobile Fortnite for like a day.
Yeah.
My buddies wanted to like try it out. So I made a new Epic, Bonzer Jr. So I may just log into his account and just like rank him into champs. So when he's born, he's just born a champion.
Dude, you should buy him skins like on his birthday. Like, we bought this skin on your birthday, like when you were first born. When you turned 1, we got you this skin. It's gonna be like a little online portfolio of like Bonzer Gorgon Jr.
I don't know if the wife will allow this, but I think we just like give him V-Bucks instead of like college money.
Yeah.
Just put like V-Bucks into his account every
year. Yeah, like, why do you have to save on a 529? Just give him V-Bucks. I mean, you can invest into Fortnite skins or into like, you know, stocks. Like, why would you pick stocks? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Me and the wife are going to have this conversation later.
Definitely let me know how that goes, because I'm sure she's very familiar with V-Bucks and how they work in Fortnite.
Oh, yeah. She loves it. She's a big, big Fortnite girl.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But so the Fortnite season 6 update happened. I think the biggest change was they added animals that roam the map.
Right.
Wolves, boars. There's also a new crafting mechanic, so you can like find stuff and like build your own guns. You can like, you can also tame a wolf and like he's like on your side.
That's kind of
cool.
There's
a different element to the game where it's not just PvP. It doesn't seem like it's as strongly PvP.
Right.
There's like a different element to the battle royale where you can like craft a bow and arrow. You can craft your guns.
Yeah.
So I wonder how like, if the lobbies are going to stay alive a little bit longer because there's a little bit more to do.
Right.
Again, there's still going to be those people who are just looking to fight. Like I would never drop in and just try to like loot and make bow and arrows, you know?
Right.
I
wonder how that's going to be competitive. I mean, so the good thing about crafting, and again, I don't know really what weapons you can build. I know you can see like, you can do like a mechanical bow, which they brought in and stuff like that. The good thing about crafting, it seems like it helps a little bit of the RNG, right? Like, for example, in typical most Fortnites, most battle royales, it's either you find a gun or you kill a guy and then get their weapons, right?
Yeah.
But the crafting kind of eliminates that to a degree, which I think is nice. And it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out in the competitive scene as well, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so they add a new like POIs as well.
Right.
It's like a primal theme is what they're doing. They're calling it primal theme. They have also a few ties to like, you know, Tomb Raiders in there, like Lara Croft. Is it Lara or Lara?
I think it's Lara.
Lara Croft.
To be honest with you, and this is gonna be funny because we host a pod, like a gaming podcast. I never played Tomb Raider. Like,
I played a little bit. Nothing.
I just
crazy.
Know it's like an iconic game, but like, that's it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I played a little bit. Like, I don't know too much about it, but I know. So I think that you can like customize her skin. I think they did
right.
Fortnite does a ton of those, like with Travis Scott, like they really kill it with that space.
Well, the collabs Fortnite has is insane. And like one of the coolest ones back early in the day, like way on, was that Thanos collab Thanos.
You pronounce shit so weird.
My dude, You know what? That's going to grind some gears on their way to work in the morning. Like people driving and listening to this, like that's going to ruin a couple of days. The Thanos.
It ruined my day.
All right. Thanos. But I'll be honest, like to be completely honest with you, I'm not an enormous superhero guy. It's weird because I'm literally drinking right now out of a Star Wars cup. Right. I'm like a big nerd, but for some odd reason, I never got into superheroes. And I can't tell you why.
Me neither. I don't think I've ever watched one. I'm not even kidding. Like I watched Batman. I'm not a big
I'm not a big movie guy. Like, I've never seen Star Wars. Batman's
DC. That's not Marvel.
See, like, I wouldn't even know that.
Batman's the only one I know because he's sick, you know?
See, like,
but you know Spider-Man's Marvel.
I didn't know Marvel. That.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
Dude, people are going to be pissed off while listening to this.
Yeah, people are going to be, like, clenching fists and, hey, bring it. I'll send you my address. If you're pissed off, I'll send you my address. And if you're into comics, you probably can't beat me up anyways.
Dude, you said your son was going to be able to beat me up when he's 5. Like, what was that about? You're celebrating the birth of your son. Now, we're getting on a little bit of tangent here, but why you got to go at me like that?
It was just, I crafted in my head and I was like,
it's just free pickings, right?
Laughing, yeah.
Yeah.
And I got a good amount of feedback.
Yeah, good amount of people agreed with you. I was like, bro, what? A 5-year-old?
No, I think it was 8, was it?
You said, I thought you said 5.
5 or 8, it doesn't even
matter. 8 doesn't make it better.
No,
yeah. 8 doesn't make it better. It's still funny to me. But yeah,
just envisioning my future son, like 8 years old, and you're like, hey, nice to meet you. And he just fucking hits you with a right.
Dude, your son's 100% going to be the kid like, oh, nice to meet you, little Bonds and Gorger Jr., just instant punch to the nuts. You know what I mean?
Like, one of those rugrats. My son. I'm so proud. I'm like, I might cry.
God damn. It's going to, yeah, it's.
Nah, the wife is going to really.
You're going to keep him in line like this.
Yeah.
But I just know you're going to be that little devil on his shoulder there. But One Bullet, Pod Boys confirmed, not superhero guys. Again, I like watching the movies. I think they're cool. I just never got into it. I'm sorry.
What are your thoughts on, did you ever like Star Wars, Star Trek, any of that stuff?
Dude, yeah, I'm drinking a Star Wars mug right now. I love Star Wars. See that Stormtrooper? I love Star Wars. I think it's fantastic. I've done Star Wars puzzles. Like, you know, I'm fully exposing myself here, but yes. I like puzzles. Puzzles are a lot of fun. No?
No, I mean, I'm not a puzzle guy. It's just a waste of time. Like, you make the puzzle and then what?
It's more like creating. Well, I'm a big journey guy, Bonds. You seem like a big destination guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually true.
Like, part of my favorite part of vacations is, like, the drive out to vacation because it's, like, all the hype, all the anticipation. Like, I love Christmas Eve more than Christmas. Like, it's just, like, the anticipation, the hype, the adventure.
Mine is when you get home finally from the vacation.
Yeah, that's psychotic.
Dude, isn't it a good feeling where you're, like, you know what I mean? You're like, back home.
No, that's vacation depression. You don't want that.
Yeah, that's when I get thrive.
Depressed after I come back home from vacation. I'm like, all right, back to nothing.
Yeah, you know? My favorite part of the honeymoon we went on last year was coming back home. And
yeah, that's psychotic.
Yeah, good times.
Fortnite. So what else is being added in? We kind of went off on a crazy tangent here.
So one of the new things, the old pump shotgun's back.
Right, W,
which that's is a big time win. W. Old shotgun's back. Snipers are gone. I'm pretty sure there aren't any snipers.
Yeah, there's no sniper. Like, that's so weird.
Yeah, the vaulted list, the list of guns vaulted it was like a page full.
So is the charge shotgun vaulted, or is it just kind of irrelevant now because the pump's
I think back? The charge is vaulted. I'm pretty sure I saw a charge shotgun vaulted.
Because if anyone saw a pump or a charge, they're taking the pump every single time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think they tried something there with the charge. It just didn't work out, and credit to them for going back to, you know, what works.
Yeah, I think the old school pump is back, but my buddy, one of my correspondents in the field, Tom, he said the
correspondents in the field.
The pump hits a little bit. It doesn't hit as hard.
Okay.
As he used to.
Like, could you still get a 200 pump?
You probably can. I would assume.
Yeah, it's just a little bit harder, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a different variation of a shotgun out as well.
Okay.
So they always give you a few different variations of shotguns.
Yeah, they do a good job of that.
But I think that's the biggest thing is like the integration with animals, crafting, old shotgun back.
Right.
I was watching Cypher a little bit. He seemed to like it, but
again, yeah, like I'm watching Colazo right now. Benji Fishy just got offline. On Twitter, you know, when I woke up, I just texted real quick. It seemed like it was all positive feedback regarding the update, which is... It's interesting, and it's very refreshing after going back from every time I feel like Warzone updates, everyone's like, what the hell is this? And to see Fortnite still doing its thing is it's pretty cool to see. They added, like, new fish in. Courage JD tweeted that he finally got his own skin in the game. It's this really ugly, disgusting fish, which is, like, kind of hilarious. Again, like, a new map, so it's going to be interesting to see how the competitive scene plays out. Anything else big that we haven't touched on yet?
No, I think one of the things for Fortnite is, like, there's no end in sight for Fortnite. Like, this game may be around, I'm not even kidding, like 10 years. Like, I just don't see an end in sight. It's such an interesting dynamic with the building, the, you know, animated characters. Right. It's so unique where they can just keep going. Like,
right.
There's going to be nothing similar to it come out. You know what I mean?
And that's why, like, when we went back and played Fortnite for a little bit, it felt like you went back to an old game, but it felt like a new game at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? It's always fresh.
Yeah, it's always fresh. They're always adding stuff. And then when you get, like, there's just different game modes you can play. Like, if competitive's not your thing, right, you can do creative. Like, there's a lot of different things you can do in Fortnite, which is unbelievable. And they have a massive fan base, obviously, that's young. But then they have a massive scene that's competitive. And they have a ton of viewers. They throw electric events. A lot of, like, competitive tournaments. They do care about the competitive scene. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think Fortnite is definitely here to stay even longer, which is interesting because it just seems like Fortnite's steam, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
It just keeps going.
Yeah, the hype, it obviously calmed down a little bit after, you know, the Drake hype.
Yeah.
But still, there's just a rabid fan base of younger people who play this game.
Yeah, it's impressive. So we're going to keep giving you guys updates on Season 6, how that's coming out. But we're recording this on Tuesday. The season just dropped last night, so these are kind of like first looks, first impressions of what everyone kind of thought about the new Fortnite season. This tournament season, take care of your hair and holes with the best tools for the job. We're talking about our sponsors, Manscaped, the global leaders in male grooming from head to toe. When the clock winds down in March, be clutch and avoid the upset with the Manscaped Performance Package to keep all your hair and holes tamed. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Join the Manscaped movement and start taking care of your balls today with 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com and using code 1BPOD for our exclusive offer.
The Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle and number one overall seed this season.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code 1BPOD, that's 1BPOD at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com by using code 1BPOD. When things get hairy, make sure to call on Manscaped in clutch time. Rotating back a little bit to Warzone, I want to touch a little bit on an individual named Jay God. Now, a lot of people, that name might sound familiar right off the bat. For those of you that don't know him, let me try to put it this way. In virtually every game, there are certain content creators who take the role of like game tester and test out like everything in the game to make sure you know that either you have the best attachments, best strategies, best guns, XYZ. So JGOD has really taken this role in through Warzone, and his brand has like been exploding lately because he will test all these different guns, attachments. And what he initially found is that a lot of the Cold War attachments actually didn't do what they said they did. For example, if you put speed grip on your rear grip on a Cold War guns, it says it increased aim down sight speed, so you scope in faster on your guns. That actually wasn't even true. It was just like a false thing that it showed it on the stats, which is interesting. So he breaks down all these different guns, all these different attachments. It's really cool to see. If you haven't checked it out yet, quick plug for JGOD. Just Google search JGOD. That's J-G-O-D. And it's fascinating to see what he comes out with.
Yeah, some of the tests he does, he'll shoot walls and show you the spray patterns and bullets. And the guy's like a mad scientist with like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he really gets in depth.
Do you think so? I have two things here. Two thoughts. Maybe Call of Duty, like he's actually like works for Call of Duty and he's like on the inside.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? He's kind of like it's a conspiracy theory here. JGOD actually works for Call of Duty.
I don't hate that conspiracy theory.
Since they do such a shit job or like non-existent job with patch notes and like other shit.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, JGOD, test these guns. Like, here's all the data for it. You know what I mean? I'm not convinced that JGOD's actually like a real
content creator.
Yeah. I think he's just like on the inside with Raven Software.
Dude, I don't hate that theory. It does make sense.
I mean, the guy knows everything.
Well, the crazy thing is, like, he can break down the bullet velocity on guns. Like, Bonzer and I can sit here and be like, yeah, the Kilo has better bullet velocity than, like, the AMAX. But he'll be like, actually, the AUG has 1,100 meters per second on its longest barrel, whereas the M16 has 950 meters per second on its longest barrel. And you're bro, what? And, like, it's crazy to be broken down like that.
I've watched a ton of his videos, and he does a great job with like best attachments for each guns, best right. guns. So I usually like I'll watch a little bit, and I'll look for his loadout. He always recommends a loadout. He's never gonna say like, this is what you have to use.
Right.
And he's careful with his words. He'll say like, I think this is the best loadout.
Right.
For this gameplay, if you have this type of gameplay, use this. So like for instance, his Mac 10 had like a cavalry lancer on it okay. instead of like task force or rifled.
Okay.
And it just feels a little different. It's just like not my gameplay.
Right.
So he gives you ideas of like, okay, for this type of gameplay, I think this gun will work best. This yeah. attachment will work best. So he does a great job with like giving you options of, yeah. of different attachments.
And his last discovery, which I'm not a fan of. So again, when we're prefacing J-God, right? He's a gun tester, but he's not a gun tester in the sense of Raven Software. Like he's balancing the weapons, right? His job is to find what's the cheese in the game, what's really the best. And lately he's found that the Gallo shotgun, the Spaz 12 from Modern Warfare, it's a very fast rate of fire shotgun, kills faster than the FFAR. And I was playing Warzone yesterday. And let me just say, lately I have felt that this meta, current meta in Warzone, might be my favorite of all time. I love the FFAR meta. I'm not crazy about the AUG meta, right? The burst. But up close, like the gunfights feel really good. Like they feel really good. And unfortunately, last night, I was running into a lot of shotguns. And I did not love that because the biggest difference between a Fortnite shotgun and a Call of Duty shotgun, I know we've talked about this before, but the biggest thing is skill. A shotgun in Fortnite takes skill. A shotgun in Call of Duty takes absolutely no skill, absolutely zero skill. So anyone could be good. And I think this is what Call of Duty wants. Like they want to give everyone an even chance to kill when it's like, hey, I have a 4KD, you know, the 0.4 KD who's shooting at me with a shotgun shouldn't have an even chance to kill me every single time. Like there should be some sort of skill gap there. So I have been dying to a good amount of shotguns lately, and a decent amount of YouTubers are making videos on this Gallo class. I just want shotguns off the meta forever in Warzone. Just off it me forever.
Too. I just don't like shotguns in battle royales. I just get rid of shotguns.
Yeah.
It just promotes camping.
Yeah, just, I agree.
Like close range fights, you just hold down the trigger. And it's also so much RNG, like how many pellets you hit. You know what I mean? There's just so much. I don't know. I think get rid of shotguns. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And this shotgun, I haven't ran into it as much as you have. I didn't really play too much last night.
Right.
But yeah, it's funny when J-God comes out with a video or some big streamer comes out with a video of like, you know, Fire Breath shotgun was an example.
Yeah.
You're like, oh shit, this is going to catch on. People start to see others using it. They'll start picking it up in game. Right. They'll start using it. They're going to go rank it up. And it's only a matter of a few days after a J-God video where what he posts becomes, you know, abused and becomes a meta almost.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. And again, it's not J-God's fault. Like his job is to showcase what guns actually kill the fastest. So on his end, like I have no problem with J-God. Like he's doing a good job there. But like, you know, Raven Software, like Activision, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? I personally thought the game was in a really good state and I've been enjoying it a lot. But if shotguns start coming back, like that's going to be tough. That's tough. It's tough, man. You know?
Definitely tough. Also, I heard the stim glitch is back.
Yes. Yeah. J-God again announced the stim glitch is back.
Fifth time?
Yeah. It's like the fifth time.
Why not just get rid of stims? I don't understand. Has anyone in Warzone ever used a stim effectively?
Not that I know.
Like purpose?
Not that I know.
Maybe one or two people? Just get rid of stims. It seems like a very simple fix. And maybe it's not because I feel like they would have done that by now. I want to say that they're smart enough to like, hey, let's just get rid of stim shots. Like there's gotta be one person in that building that says, hey boss, maybe we should just get rid of stims. You know what I mean? I feel like that idea has been brought up.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know. Maybe it's a bigger fix. Like I've never developed a fucking game. So
I don't know. Exactly. That's the thing too, right? I've never coded. I've never like developed a massive game like this, but I mean, no one runs stims on their classes. So like, what are we doing? All it does is cause problems. And did you see the other day Joe Wo's video of the hacker just ending the game, like right as it started?
Yep.
So if hackers are just ending games, like, what's going on? And hackers, bonds feel rampant lately. Rampant.
Yeah, I think we need another. I'm going to put this in air quotes.
Yep.
Go to the YouTube if you want to see this, these actual quotes. Banwave. I think we need another banwave in Warzone, whatever that means.
Yeah, so they don't use their level 100 accounts. They just go back to level 1 accounts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they have to rank their guns back up to get back into Warzone. So there's like a day or so where it's like, we got them. Got them.
Yeah, you
right
get a couple days where it's like, all right, like, this is nice. Yeah, this is nice. I mean, so I was playing yesterday. The first person I run into had wall hacks. And like blatant wall hacks. And the kid's so bad, you can tell right from their movement. Like, they're such bots.
Yeah.
But hey, I have a red box around me. It's a little bit easier to kill.
It's the timing is incredible. You can just pre-fire and you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely insanity. And going off hackers, coward of the week. Coward of the week. So those of you who don't know, Alex Zedra, who actually is the model for the Mara skin. If you saw her, you would recognize it immediately. It's actually really cool to watch her stream because you're like, you know that TikTok monster was like, hey, that's the guy from Fortnite.
Audio.
Like, it's literally, I get that feeling when I'm watching her stream. Like, she's a Twitch streamer. I think she's also in the National Guard.
Yeah, she's in some sort of military branch. But she's a badass. Like, she shoots guns, like big fucking guns.
Yeah.
Like, shoots raw. Like, she's a badass.
Yeah. She's pretty cool. And then she was streaming. And then after her stream, she went and hosted two individuals. Now, it's a couple that plays in tournaments together. Bearded Banger and Icy Vixen. Both were blatantly hacking. Like, the most obvious thing you've ever seen. Right, Buzz? Yeah. You actually saw a little bit of gameplay?
Yeah, I went back and watched because I'm obsessed with, like, watching hacker gameplay. And it's funny, too, when they, like, try to hide it.
Oh, yeah.
And the Icy Vixen wasn't even really hiding it. Like, she had a sniper, and she was, like, looking through the hill.
Yeah, she was looking right through a hill on someone. Like, hill.
And then she, like, comes up and just peeks it. There's no UAV on the map. Like,
I'm saying.
No one's – she's not hiding it at all. So, if it wasn't for Zedra, like, these people would have got away with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they have a smaller following. Like, I don't know.
And did you say the Bearded Banger guy was like, I'm a 5KD, I'm a 6KD, I'll destroy any of you in here. Yeah. Like, you guys suck.
He went to his leaderboard and showed his KD. I think he had 400 kills.
Dude, what?
Tell me that's not a red flag.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, dude, I'm a 5KD. It's like, bro, you have 400 kills and you cheat. Like,
what would your KD be?
What are you flexing for? What?
What do you think your KD would be if you cheated, if you had walls?
I've said this before, like, if I actually had walls, oh my God, 8? Like, I would abuse the shit out of it, though. I wouldn't try to hide it. Like, I would just blatantly abuse it, and I'd go balls to the wall. Like, I would own it.
Yeah. So that couple is your coward of the week. And then the funniest thing of all, they were in a tournament. So how much money have they – I mean, that's theft. In my opinion, that's theft, right? Or am I crazy?
100%, there? Yeah. Dude, how much money has been stolen from people, like, cheating in Warzone tournaments? Yeah,
it's crazy.
Somebody tweeted me this. I don't know if you remember PokerStars in 2006.
Yeah. Yep.
So I think it was Eric tweeted this to us. And it's actually a good point. It's like, when does Warzone, Activision, you know, whoever, Raven, start to become, like, liable for, like, the money going on in their using their game and platform? Like, being stolen, you know what I mean?
It is interesting. It's an interesting debate for sure.
It's like they're not making anyone cheat. They're not causing anyone to cheat, but it's like being done using their game.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Bonds. This is my initial thought there. Say, like, Triple G Gaming or Mainland Gaming hosts a tournament, right? Activision does not take a single dime from that prize pool. So
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know what I mean? Because the biggest thing with, like, with poker and casinos and stuff is, like, the house always gets a cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you host a poker game, right, you play for 90% of the pot. Mm-hmm. I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
I think. But to your point is, like, to me, they have some part of this cheating because they're not taking the steps to even try. But they're also not saying like, hey, player game competitively play for money. Races.
Exactly. Yeah.
That so, and trust me, you know, a multi-billion-dollar company has like the legal side of it buttoned up. They don't have the anti-cheat buttoned up at all. They have the legal side buttoned up. So yep. I think
that's no, it would be, yeah, it would never get to that, get to court. But it's funny. It's just like,
yeah.
Do you think they know what's going on? Do you think they even care to like?
Oh, of course they have to know what's going on. The fact that they don't care is mind-boggling because you know there's some individuals in that company that probably agree like we need an anti-cheat, like it's a joke. But Carl from accounting says the numbers don't make sense. You know what I mean?
And even so, Jay God tweeted yesterday that there was a cheating scandal in a charity custom yeah. tournament. Did you see that?
I saw you trying to get a little information.
Yeah, out. I was trying to get some tea. I host a huge podcast, you know?
Massive.
And nobody got back to me. So, like, I don't know if it was just, like, someone accused of, like, using walls or something. Like, it wasn't proven. But, yeah, there's been people cheating in Twitch Rival, 100K tournaments.
Crazy.
Charity tournaments. Like, there's really – nobody gives a fuck.
People not streaming during $100,000 tournaments. It's, like, crazy, right, what kids yeah. do?
Yeah.
All right, so this just in, we waited to record part two of the podcast for this big announcement because we knew it was going to kind of shake up the Warzone scene. And what we're really talking about is Aiden signed with an organization. And Bonds, I don't know about you. I thought for sure it was going to be 100 Thieves. Like, no doubt yeah. in my mind. Yeah. If it wasn't 100 Thieves, I thought maybe NRG, maybe.
Yeah, I definitely thought one of those big names. I even thought FaZe at one point. Like,
right, yeah, I could FaZe, see FaZe.
100 Thieves, NRG, one of the big three. I did not see New York Subliners.
New York Subliners. Aiden signed with the Subliners. And the funny thing is, a lot of people probably aren't familiar with the Subliners because they only go by the Subliners on their CDL name. Like, that is their Call of Duty League name, competitive Call of Duty League name. It's actually owned by Andbox, which is all based in New York. So it's actually the one thing that's very interesting is like Aiden's based in Ohio. And most of their signees, like we talked Bonds on stream the other day, CDN the third C's is signed by Andbox as a streamer and content creator. Mm-hmm. But Aiden's signed by the Subliners, which is just a branch of Andbox. But they all try to keep local to really like that tri-state area. But Aiden's obviously coming in from Ohio, but he talked about how it was going to be like the best option for him. Just kind of blew me away. I'm literally shocked right now recording this.
Same. I could have sworn when he zipped down his sweatshirt that it was going to be 100 Thieves.
Yeah.
He even made a joke to Nadeshot calling him his boss a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I think that was just bait, as we've seen Aiden do so well before. But yeah, I'm shocked when it said Subliners. My first thought was, is he gonna play competitive Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Or like, is Warzone making a push to try to? Because we did see that CDL there was going to be some sort of portion of Warzone in the CDL in the future.
Right.
So I don't think this is the first wave of people getting signed, but who knows? There may be more coming in the future.
Yeah.
CDL team signing Warzone.
I mean, again,
those creators.
This has got to be like the upset signing for a long time. It's by no means a bad signing. It was just like, I didn't even think the Subliners were bringing on content creators. And this is back-to-back W's for the Subliners because yesterday on March 16th, it was March 15th, they announced that Kevin Durant has taken a ownership stake in Andbox. So obviously Kevin Durant, one of the best NBA players, part of the Brooklyn Nets right now. He's investing in the city with Andbox, and he put some money with growing esports and with the Subliners. And it's just kind of crazy to see. And also, guys, Andbox's team for Overwatch is New York Excelsior. So if you guys follow the OW League, you're very familiar, I'm sure, with Excelsior. That is owned by Andbox. So Kevin Durant's an owner of Andbox now, and now Aiden's part of it. I mean, you're talking about Andbox's and the New York Subliner stock like quadrupling overnight. That's crazy.
It is. And it's, I think Aiden also wanted to be part of a big market. You know what I mean? Big market of New York.
Yeah.
Do you think you could see a potential move to New York coming from Aiden?
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
he doesn't seem like a New York City type of guy, though.
He does not seem like a New York City.
Even growing up, I used to watch his streams, and he was like his trailer streams, and it just always seemed like he was more of a rural guy. But maybe Aiden will take over the Big Apple.
Yeah. I mean, his family's based out of Ohio. He lives in Ohio now with his girlfriend. I would be shocked if he moves to New York.
Me too.
Especially because, like, right, his whole job's virtual, right?
Yeah.
But part of what they filmed, so Anboxed and Subliners put out this hype video. He was, like, walking the streets of Manhattan. You see, like, the Brooklyn Bridge in the back. It was just kind of, like, hilarious to see because, like, again, like, we're talking about, you know, you're a video game player. You're not, like, walking the streets of New York and everyone's like, yo, that's Aiden, like.
It's funny, though. It's coming a long way. Like, 10 years ago, if you had saw a video game player walking the streets, this big promo, you'd have been like, what the hell's going on?
You wouldn't have even seen it. You want to be honest.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't have seen it or you wouldn't have known who he is. So 10 years from now, I think esports is going to be another professional sport.
I agree. If not, I want to make the argument, like, people, it's not, I don't think, like, it's going to be a while before it eclipses traditional sports.
Of course.
But I think in the sense of, like, I feel a lot closer to, like, say when people watch Nick Merckx, I feel like I'm so much closer to Nick Merckx than I am, for example, to Kevin Durant. Because, like, you're actually interacting with Nick Merckx. He's reading chat. Like, you see his personality. You just don't see his skill in the game. So that's, like, a really interesting side that streaming and gaming and competitive esports and YouTube brings to this whole equation.
Yeah, of course.
Wow. So Aiden signing with the Subliners. I wonder if we're going to see any other big-name players sign next. I mean, who else is, like, a remaining free agent? Like, Tim the Tapman, Cloaksy lately, T-Few.
Yeah,
but anyone, like, you know.
Huskers with NRG, right?
Huskers with NRG, Joe's with NRG.
Yeah.
Cypher PK, I believe, is a free agent.
There's got to be some other big names are missing. But
I wonder, some of the big names, right, aren't looking, just like we talked about last time. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They all don't need orgs, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what this will do for Aiden's brand. Like, I feel like Aiden was already huge.
Yeah.
He must have got a good chunk of money for this.
Yeah.
Salary, benefits.
That's the biggest thing, right? He gets some benefits. He gets some additional sponsorships that he doesn't have to really work for. Like, you get a team behind you to help. And I think one of the biggest things is all these streamers, and, like, I've known it because I've gone through it myself, is, like, merch is, like, so annoying and frustrating to actually get out. Like, we use Spreadshirt, so we use, like, a whole third party service where we just kind of create the designs, they print it and take care of it. But if you want to take that step and, like, have the entire merchandise store under you, it is such a there's so many steps that go into it. So partnering with a guy with a team like Anbox, especially with Kevin Durant now, who has, like, and his team has a lot of experience with merch and stuff, it could just help simplify that entire process. So yeah, again, we'll see what this actually does for Aiden's brand. If anything, it could legitimize him a little bit more. But I think in the long run, like, this really validated the Subliners, and Anbox has, like, a legit gaming org. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, I think we're going to start to see some other content creators, professional Warzone players, if you will, signing to some of these powerhouse CDL teams.
Right.
Who knows?
Bond's a matter of time before they bring in professional podcasters.
Yeah, I haven't refreshed my email yet. We might already have an offer. So
we might. By after time this drops, we just might. We really might. Wow. Aiden officially on the Subliners. Guys, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please leave a 5-star review. Help feed Bonzer's Mind family. If you're watching on YouTube, smash that like button. Appreciate you guys, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.